Some feel that we can somehow qualify to be a part of the family of God, somehow qualify to be in the kingdom. Well, we know eternal life is the gift of God. God gives us eternal life. And we're reminded of that in a passage in the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 is a great reminder of that. It says this. It says, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light." You see, God the Father qualifies us through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's how we even have any hope of being in His kingdom, being in His family. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that's the end of the story. Don't have to worry about anything. Don't have to do anything. No, because we have such an awesome God, our response should be one of obedience. And we're reminded of that over in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 is such a beautiful reminder of this. Because in verse 26, Paul says, "I run, not with uncertainty, and I fight, but not as one who beats the air." And he says this, "I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I've preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." Paul didn't want to become disqualified. See, even though we can't qualify to be in the kingdom of God, we can disqualify ourselves. So he uses this example of boxing, that we discipline ourselves. And that word for discipline, it's related to the word for disciples. And that word there has an intention of being beaten and bruised, black and blue. And so you think there's aspects of what we are responsible for, what we need to be doing? You see, once God calls us and opens our minds, we have to discipline ourselves and stay close to God and be the ones who are following His word and His way. So let's just do that. Let's be sure that because God has qualified us, let's be sure our reaction is to really be disciplined, to be His disciples. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.